Well, good morning, children. So anyways, I was trying to think of what I was going to share for a children's lesson. And then something happened this week at home that made me think of what I wanted to talk about. So anyways, Gabriel here, he has something he wants to show you guys on his hand. Here, go. Can you walk around there? Hold your hand out and show him that red mark. Here, show him. You want to tell them what happened? Huh? What happened? Yeah, tell me what happened. You burned yourself, okay? See that little red mark? Can you tell them how? Here, say it. Say it. Say outlet.
Outlet.
No, say it loud. You don't have to whisper.
Outlet.
Okay. Anyways, here, let's keep showing him. He tried. I caught him once, and Rosemary did about two or three times, trying to stick a hairpin in the outlet. And he just had to try it. He had to learn what happens when you stick a hairpin in the outlet. He burned himself. Thing got red hot real fast, didn't it? You hang on. You gonna tell us that you're gonna try it again? You gonna try that again? Yeah, no. Are you gonna stick a hairpin in the outlet again? Huh? Okay, anyways. I asked him three times today. He said no. So that backfired on me. Okay, anyways. So it's called Timmy and the Sugar. How many like sugar? You like something sweet, right? Timmy was four, and like all little boys and girls, he liked sweets. He liked ice cream, candy, cookies, and cakes with icing. He wished he could have those things to eat every day. But Timmy's daddy and mommy were wise. They told him if he ate too many sweets, he would not be strong and healthy. Timmy even liked the taste of sugar right out of the bag. "Mom, give me some sugar," he would beg. When mommy was baking something, sometimes she would let him dip his finger in the sugar bag just once. "Mom, I like sugar so much, I could eat a whole bowl full," he said. "Oh no," laughed Mom. "If you would try to eat so much sugar, you would not like it anymore." "Oh yes, I would," Timmy said. He was sure he would always like sugar. But soon he got, one morning, Mom was working the garden, and Timmy helped her for a while, but soon he got tired and he went to play in the sandbox with his little sister, Laura. Then he felt very hungry. "Mom, may I have something to eat?" he called. "Just wait," Timmy called Mama's voice from the garden. "It will be time for lunch in a half an hour. I want to finish picking these peas." Timmy knew a half an hour was a long time, especially when he was hungry. He played a minute longer, then stood up. He felt so hungry, he would just go in the house and see if there was anything he could get for himself. When Timmy entered the kitchen, the first thing he saw was a partly filled bag of sugar on the countertop where Mama had been using it that morning. Timmy's tummy rumbled with hunger, and a naughty thought popped into his mind. This was his chance. Mama was out in the garden. He was going to have as much sugar as he wanted just once. Quietly, Timmy pushed a chair over to the cupboard and reached up to get one of the plastic bows. Mama used to give him cereal for breakfast. He took a spoon and placed it in the bowl. Next, he carefully picked up the sugar sack and tipped it over the bowl. The sack was heavy, but Timmy was strong. He let the sugar pour out slowly into the bowl until it was half full. A pleased smile spread over Timmy's face, and all that sugar, he was going to eat every bite. Now, as I'm reading this story, I need you to think about some things that happened already. First of all, his mom told him that if he ate too much sugar, it'd make him sick. And then, so he was helping Mom, and he decided that he was hungry, but he couldn't wait on mom. So he went in the house, and the first thing he saw was the sugar. So if he would have just listened to mom, he wouldn't have been tempted. So that sugar was a great temptation to him. And, you know, sometimes in our life, you know, just like Gabriel, we told him several times, don't do that, don't do that. But then he had to learn for himself. And I did ask him several times this week and today if he's going to stick the hairpin in the outlet again. He said no. So I if he does it again, he's a hard learner. But anyways, I don't think he will. So those things that tempt us, you know, those things that mom and dad, see, mom and dad usually know what they're talking about when they tell us to do something, when they tell us not to do something. So now we're going to find out what happened to Timmy, okay? So now he was trying to be very deceptive. So he didn't want mom to know about what he was doing, so he put the chair back. He had to pull a chair up to do all this. Now he put the chair back so mom couldn't tell that he moved the chair. Then he picked up his bowl of sugar and went quietly out the front door, carrying it in both hands. He went down the porch steps and crawled under the lilac bush. Why? Why did he go hide? Can anybody answer that question? Why? That's right. That's the first thing we usually want to do when we do something that our parents tell us not to, is we want to go hide so they don't find us, right? But who's still seen him? Who's seen him? That's right. God seen him. He knew mom would not be pleased with what he was doing, so he wanted to hide, eat his sugar. Timmy sat down. He took the bowl in his lap, and he ate a bite of sugar. Mmm, he thought as he crunched the sugar with his teeth. The sweet taste spread through his mouth. Rapidly, he gobbled a few more bites. Soon, the sugar was half gone. But now, it seemed to Timmy that the sugar didn't taste as good as it had before. Wow. What is mom telling? If he ate so much sugar, he wouldn't want to eat it again, right? The spoon moved more slowly. Some of his teeth started to hurt. But did you know sugar could do that? Sugar tastes good when you eat a little bit, but when you eat that much, it starts hurting his teeth. He tried to lick the sugar rather than chewing it. So anyways, the verse in front of here, I'll go to my verse now. Hang on, I got to read just a little bit more. He tried to lick the sugar rather than chewing it, but it made his mouth feel hot and bitter. Can you imagine something sweet like that? It made his mouth feel hot and bitter. And then I found a verse here in the Amplified that I snapped a picture of because my phone doesn't work here, so let me find it. It said, food gained by deceit is sweet. So what that means is that anything that we do, see, he was being deceitful because he didn't listen to his mom and he went to hide. But afterward, his mouth will be filled with gravel. Just as doing something wrong may be sweet at first, but later it is not so good. So we can tell here that, you know, the Bible talks about something tasting like gravel in your mouth. Well, it says that he ate so much that his mouth started to feel hot and bitter. Timmy decided that he had enough sugar, but there was still some left in the bowl. Slowly, Timmy ate more and more. Then he heard Mama and Laura come in from the garden. So what happens? What's one of the first things that happens when you know, uh-oh, maybe I'm in trouble? His heart started beating really fast. Did that ever happen to any of you? Your heart started beating real fast when you knew you was doing something you shouldn't have? He took a huge bite of sugar and nearly choked. Boy, he's really in for it now. He simply had to get rid of the rest of that sugar. He wished he had never taken all that sugar. It was very hard to eat the last bite, but he finally finished it. Timmy stood up. His tummy hurt. Slowly he walked up the steps into the house, leaving the bowl and the spoon under the bush. He felt a little dizzy. Oh, there you are, Timmy, Mama said cheerfully. Come, we are having strawberry shortcake for lunch. She set a bowl of bright red berries in his place and began sprinkling sugar over them. Oh my. Sugar. Timmy's stomach felt as a fish were flip-flopping inside it. His face turned pale. Mom, I don't think I want any lunch, he stammered. Timmy, Mom explained. She sounded worried. Are you sick? Or have you done something you shouldn't have? Timmy began to cry. His mother was right. He had done something he wasn't supposed to, and he was sick, very sick. Of course, he had to tell Mama what he had done. Well, I guess I won't need to spank you this time, Timmy, she said, because being sick is your punishment for eating all that sugar. Timmy just lay and groaned. His stomach hurt so much, he knew it would be a long time before he would eat sugar again. And I was thinking here this morning, I had a story here about, you know, I know this is a big word, but I'll use the word consequences, okay? And what that means is that if you do something wrong, there's typically a punishment. There's consequences for it, you know, and no, maybe he didn't get a spanking this time, but it was worse than a spanking. Because I'm sure it doesn't say in here, but I would guess his belly probably hurt for a couple of days. And then I was thinking about a story in the Bible about Jonah. Maybe instead of reading it, I'll just ask a few questions. Was Jonah obedient or disobedient to God?
Disobedient.
That's right. You guys want to tell me the story? What God tell him to do? That's right. Did he go? Where did he go? I mean, what did he do?
Went on a ship.
What? Okay, over here. Any of you girls have any answers? What happened on the ship? It was a storm. So when the storm started, what did they do with Jonah? Who was over here? What did they do with Jonah? It threw him overboard, right? What happened after he was in the water? So, that's right. So you know there was consequences for disobeying God. When God said, "Go preach to that city," and what God wanted is that city was a wicked city, and he wanted somebody to go there and tell him about God, tell him about, you know, to repent. And Jonah ran the other way, There was consequences waiting for him, you know. There was a punishment waiting for him. The fish swallowed him up, and it says he was 3 days and night in the fish's belly. Can you imagine how terrible that would be? At that point, he probably was just really wishing that it would have been a lot easier to go preach to the people instead of living in the whale's belly. Let's see. I think there was one more verse that I was wanting to read here. So it's probably going to be a little bit hard to understand, but I'll try to explain it. It says every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust. Okay, so I'll explain that word there. When you want something, it's a temptation, and your mind, and all you do is think about it. And you think, boy, I'd like to eat all the candy in that basket up there, you know? And that's all you can think about. And when you're drawn away from the truth of what your mom and daddy taught you, you will walk over to that sugar bowl or that candy bowl and you'll just eat as much as you want to. And later you will regret it, you know? You may get a spanking or you might get sick. So that's what I was thinking about that verse. You know, when you're drawn away from the truth of what your mom and daddy tell you, you'll get in trouble. I have one more person we could talk about. Who's somebody in the Bible that obeyed everything that God told him? Huh?
Moses?
Well, no, not quite. Noah? No, well, he was a person. He was a human, but he was also God. Who was it? He died on the cross for us, remember?
Jesus,
that's right. So if we want a perfect example of obedience, and doing what our parents tell us. We still need to remember what Jesus did for us. And that Jesus, you know, as he grew up, the Bible says that he didn't, you know, he didn't sin. He was God's son, and he did. It says that he was even tempted in every way that we are, but he still didn't do anything bad. So we just remember, as you grow up, just remember that when there's a temptation in front of you, you know, if Timmy would have never went in the house, he would have never seen the bowl of sugar or the bag of sugar, and he would have never been tempted to eat all that sugar. But because he didn't obey the truth that his parents taught him, that's what happened. So the same thing will happen to us. And then later years, we can really get in trouble. The older we get, the harder it is to listen. So if you learn to listen now, the easier it will be when you get older. And then, you know, I don't wish this on anybody, but, you know, sometimes, like Timothy and Gabriel there, you know, he had to learn the hard way. Sometimes that's pretty bad when you have to learn the hard way. So we don't, you know, if that's what it takes to get you to listen, then I guess, you know, sometimes it just happens. But because I don't think Gabe will stick at thing in the electrical again. I'm sure Timmy didn't eat that much sugar for a long time. He probably didn't even want to eat candy. But okay, well, that's all I have. So I'll just say a prayer and then I'll go back to my seat. Dear Father in heaven, we come before this time, Lord, and we thank you for this opportunity that we have here, Father, to teach our children little nuggets of truth out of the scripture, Lord, that we still have the freedom to be able to gather in a way like this, Father, and teach them this, Lord. And I just want to pray for Brother Paul, who will be sharing after this, Lord, that you just give him a peace, Father, and that us as hearers could hear what you have for us today, Father. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Okay, everybody can come up here and get a pack of candy.